First today to the bushfire emergency in far eastern Victoria. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, has just announced four people are missing. About 5,000 people have been sheltering on the beach at Mallacoota as fires menace the town. The popular holiday spot sits on a coastal inlet and is bordered by the Croajingalong National Park. Local resident Mark Tregallis spoke to me from the beach a short time ago.
The weather at Mallacoota appears to be improving a little bit. We still have a lot of smoke in the region. We still have high winds, but there's a general sense that the fire front won't be impacting us directly at the main boat ramp area. However, in the last hour, I've heard probably 15 or more gas cylinders exploding in the township. I don't know where exactly or what it's for, but if those gas cylinders are attached to a house, then it would not look good, I don't think.
Do you know what's happening at your place, Mark?
No. Look, I have heard that the fire has gone through there. However, at the time, the winds were very strong. I don't know. At the moment, I can't get out and check simply because the main car park is jammed in like a pack of sardines at the moment. We have cars in front, beside and behind us, so it will take a while for people to be able to sort of shoehorn themselves out of the car lot. But at the moment it's still quite windy and still very smoky, so everyone is just staying around.
It's obviously a very worrying time though. How are people keeping children amused, and are they keeping calm?
I've been very surprised. People have been very calm. We've got small kids being read to by parents. We've got older children underneath blankets with iPads and phones trying to do it. We're quite lucky the IGA supermarket has remained open for the entire night, and they are also recharging mobile phones for people.
Have people been preparing or worrying that they might have to head into the water if the fire did come close, and perhaps if there were embers raining down?
There was a point a few hours ago where people were considering that. I saw some people wetting down blankets, but it didn't eventuate, and it looks like we've dodged a bullet, so to speak.
You're sitting in the car at the moment, I know, so we can't hear what are very fierce winds, I think. How are the conditions looking at the moment?
Well, I'm sitting in the car, and all the cars in this area and all the boats and trailers are covered in ash. It's quite hazy, although I've probably got about a 400-metre visibility in the area. I can't see any flames or fires. In fact, I haven't been able to see any the whole time I've been here. However, with the sound of exploding gas cylinders, then you can only, unfortunately, think the worst.
And it was incredibly dark earlier this morning, but it sounds like things have cleared up and lightened up.
It is. It's, if you haven't been it before, you don't exactly know how dark it is. You cannot see your hand in front of your face. Most of the locals here have got head torches, face masks, and cotton or wool clothes, overalls to be able to use. Everybody has brought water down, and woolen blankets, which are probably the greatest thing ever invented for a bushfire, and have just sat down with them on camp chairs down on the edge of the lake.
Mallacoota resident Mark Tregallis speaking to me after a long night on the beach at Mallacoota, and they'll be there for a while yet.